Musical Musers coming up in 15 minutes. Just did a segment looking back at the life and career of the great Ron Chapman, radio legend in this town who passed away yesterday at the age of 85. We thought in this segment we would talk to Dr. Carlton Maxwell about the psychology of losing a giant in the industry that you work in. So let's open the door to the bunker and welcome Dr. Maxwell in from the University of Texas at Dallas, where he teaches psychology. Also the author or co-author of more than 6,400 books.
6,456 books. Thank you, Steve.
Good morning.
Craig. Good morning, Craig.
How
good
are
morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cup of coffee.
Can never get this done before he comes on the air.
I love my morning coffee. Ooh, that's a very good cup of coffee there. It's appreciably better than the last one.
It's what?
Appreciably better.
I'm sorry?
Appreciably better.
Appreciably. Sorry. My bad.
I gotta clearly pay attention, you fool.
It's my bad. Appreciably better.
Hey, come on.
I understand you have experienced a loss.
Well, the whole area did. Ron Chapman was a legend.
Such a sad morning. I tell you, such a sad morning. I know you guys are going through a lot of emotions right now. Mm-hmm. George, you look like you've been crying. Your eyes are puffy and your nose is all running. And you look like your shirt is dirty. I don't know whether you've been rolling around, you know, gnashing teeth and that sort of thing. But, but you know, we've listened. I think we should learn a look at it.
I'm not catching any of this.
Let me finish. When you look at it, we really have lost so much in the world of radio lately. I mean, you're Kid Craddock, you lose Rush Limbaugh, you lose Russ Merton, Ron Chapman, Darby.
Okay.
It's a very difficult time right now. Well, I teach a radio grief course at UTD.
You did?
That's amazing. Radio grief course, and it's actually, to be honest, one of my more unattended classes.
I was going
to
say, who really signs up for that?
But you know, it's an important thing for people to realize because, you know, people who listen to you every day, you become one of their friends almost. You feel as if you know the person on the radio, and I think that's what everyone has experienced when they're in Chibin.
Almost a foreign language.
Yes, yeah. Because people listen to him every day, and you feel like you really know Ron. So when he leaves, it's like a huge part of your life is gone.
Sure.
So if there's a grief process. And I'm sure maybe one or two people may be sad when you guys shuffle off this mortal coil. I think, is to appreciate what you have while you have it. So, to that end, I'd like to do a little exercise.
Okay, great.
This is called appreciation exemplification. Proclamation.
Okay.
So, play a little sensitive music, if you could, there, Jer.
Expo.
Craig, I want you to turn to George.
Okay. Hi, George.
Hey.
And tell... No, George. George.
Yes. Hi, George.
No, George. I'm saying George.
That's what he said. Hi, George.
Hi.
There you go. And I want you to tell him how much he means to you.
George, you mean the world to me.
Oh, don't so yell nice. It at him. You can say it a little bit softly.
George, you mean the world to me.
Oh, that's sweet, Craig. Thanks.
Tell him how much you appreciate his support.
George, I appreciate your support.
George, turn to Craig and tell him how much you love him.
Craig, I really do love you.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Tell him how you appreciate how he has kept himself in such good shape.
Wait, where's this going?
Yeah, where is this going?
For longevity of career.
Okay, Craig, I appreciate the way that you stayed in such great shape
well,
over the
thanks,
years.
Well, thanks, I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Now, George, tell him how much you want to watch him ride his bicycle away from
I don't
you.
Want to, though. I mean, I'm glad he rides his bike, but
tell him that!
Dr. Maxwell!
Tell him that now!
Dr. Please!
Maxwell, exercise doesn't work!
Can you settle down?
Dr. Maxwell wants to see you ride your bike, Craig.
No, George. It needs to be from your own words.
Well, he knows that would be
tell
weird
him
for
that
me
you
to
want
say
to watch
that.
Him exercise with his shirt off!
Shirt off, Dr. Maxwell, control yourself.
Okay. All right. Compromise.
Let's do something else.
Compromise. Tell him you love his eyes and his beautiful feet, and we'll be done with the exercise.
No.
What?
You tell him if you
what
feel
is,
that way.
What is your end game here?
Doesn't everyone feel better? Telling someone how much you appreciate and love them is so important before they are gone, because once they are gone, God forbid, you will feel so guilty that you did not tell that man that you loved him.
Yeah. It is important.
Wait.
What?
I brought a few books for you guys.
Oh, good.
Here we go.
Some books.
And these are related to radio losses.
Okay.
This first one is this brand new off the press, and it's written by a co-worker of yours.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It's called, it's about Ron Chapman. It's about the life of Ron Chapman. It's called Legend. At least those are the terms he is being talked about by just about everybody out there, by Mike Reiner.
Oh, well, I'll leave that phrase.
Yes, it's Mike Reiner. And then we have this. This is a we talked to you a little bit earlier about the Kid Craddock.
Yes, Kid Craddock.
I barely got that.
And this is called How We Honored Kid Craddock by Keeping the Name of His Show by Kelly Raspberry, J.C., Big Al, and Jenna. It's a very interesting story. And then this final book for you is called How I Honored Terry Dorsey by Renaming It The Hawkeye in the Morning Show by Mark Lewis. So there you go. There's a few books for you. And I do wish you well in your grieving, in your radio grieving.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you.
And I, for one, will be so sad when you guys die.
Well, thank you,
Craig.
Well, Dr. Maxwell.
Bye, doctor.